I'm confused. I'm very confused. So you're saying that rather than discuss this now, you want people to propose when Dan is needed, so we'll just vote on this with the national board?
No, what we were saying is to propose, if there's no objection on the committee to a recommendation to the board that he be brought for the weekend, rather than brainstorming right now, because, you know, each of us has in mind, I imagine, things that it might be relevant to. We could spend the time now, but the idea is not to do that, to just be the resolution be that he come. And taking Ray's point that it would be good to let people know, you know, some of the specific reasons, we can circulate among the committee, you know, our various points on that subject and transmit the.
Well, then you are assuming that we are going to have him for the whole weekend, and we're not, and you're shutting off this discussion, right?
No. Well, what I'm saying is, if this committee wants to not spend further time on it and to agree to make the recommendation, then that's the recommendation that will go to the national board. The national board will discuss point in debate if it finds the rationale inadequate. But if people want to discuss the rationale now, aside from the issue of having to make decisions about suits, issues around licensing and distribution, we can do that now. It's up to the preference of the body.
I would like to have a little bit of discussion on this item.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong. If we keep him for 20 hours, that's 8 hours for Friday, 8 hours for Saturday, and 4 hours for Sunday. And that's assuming he's only there on Sunday. And for some reason, we wait until Sunday afternoon to get fast and furious with our resolution. If he charged $200 an hour, that's $4,000 for his services for the weekend.
He's offered a flat rate for the entire meeting.
Oh, he has. Okay, maybe I missed that. Okay, well, I'll just assume I
missed
that.
Lonnie, do you remember the number he quoted, or do you, Greg?
I don't know.
Sorry.
Okay. This is Lydia.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Am I unmuted?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to also say, this may be moot. I don't know if our agenda on the 12th will allow it, but if we move on the other motion to, and it's passed, to have him attend all of our PMB meetings, then this becomes moot.
It's not going to get there. It's in new business still. We'll never make it to that part of the agenda.
Okay.
Then
I support circulating this and ending this discussion.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I was not. If he's already offered us a flat rate, then it's been thought of, and I withdraw any more concern about discussing it.
It's an excellent point. We need to inform the board what price they're looking at. So I'll write an email to him right now and ask him to please quote it. Or is that okay? Greg, could you do that by any chance?
To get him to quote what he would charge us?
Yeah.
I can find out by next week, certainly.
Thank you.
Okay. The issue I wanted to talk about was I need a head count.
Are we done with that? Was there any further thing or any objection to this as a recommendation? Good. Hearing none. Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
Well, I'm working with the hotel. We have a very reasonable price on the hotel, but I will need a head count, and it's very normal for hotels to ask for a head count by a certain day, and that happens to be the 10th, although we have not signed it yet. But, I mean, for future reference, for goodness sake, people should get these PNB people selected before the 13th of the month.
Am I unmuted?
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Okay.
Hang on. I was just going to say that the voting, the names doesn't change the number. The head count's
exactly the
same.
Okay, well, we've added Siegel.
Could we ask that the executive director be responsible for letting you know that? Because we're going to have later in this call, assuming that we ever get there, a discussion of a number of requests by staff for who's going to be there, and other things will come up. So I'd just like to ask that, you know, the national office be the people to make those contacts and decisions. Greg, Lonnie, what do you think?
Yeah, it's going to be. We'll have a head count roughly by the 10th. And you know, one other question that's lingering is we'll have sitting board members along with new board members. Well, there'll be some overlap. Many of the folks returning are the same ones, but yeah, we will be able to have a head count, I think, by that deadline. I'm aware of it.
Okay. I am encouraging also, if people would like to share rooms, we can save a sizable amount of money. The other thing that I'm asking and I suggest is that we pay Richard Uzel, the secretary of our, who happens to be the secretary of our board, to take the minutes for this first meeting. He would do it for $300. And
oh, man, I second that. It's so critical because last time, remember, we had so much trouble deciding who would do it, and then as a result, we didn't get the minutes for a while, and that stalled us for months.
Yeah, I agree. Let's do that.
Sure do.
That's money well spent.
The name of the person, please, Teresa?
Richard Uzel.
Meeting.
Richard
Uzel,
Uzzell. You can. I'll send you a sample of his minutes if you like. I think
this is Lydia. I just wanted to mention the affiliates. Mm-hmm. Don't we? Are we going to have the affiliate candidates here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Just
and that has to be
them.
The first item on the agenda to get them approved.
Right, but I just meant for accommodations.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not to forget to include them.
So what are we going to do about minutes? For executive session, do we get him to sign something, or do we assume that someone else is going to take minutes for executive session, or how do you want to do that? Well, we haven't voted on this yet.
We cross that bridge when we come to it.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I would say get a board member to take those minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. So
for executive session.
So do we have the authority to approve this money for Richard and? Or do we need to take it to the national board?
We're recommending.
I think we should recommend it, but actually,
yes.
My belief that the national office, the ED, has the authority to make that kind of expenditure. But as long as we're recommending, what do other people think?
I think we should take it to the board. I mean, I agree with you. Technically, it's just one of those things that is more appropriate to be moved by the board. Simple enough.
Executive director.
From now.
Ambrose, what was that?
I said you need to protect the executive director.
Yes. No, but I mean, I think it's just appropriate. It's simple enough. If there were some time crunch about it, there isn't. It's over a month away.
I know, but then if we have to get the board's approval, then it has to be.
It's next Friday.
It has to
Teresa.
Be put high on the agenda, though, to get that approved.
I know, but that'll be a five-minute item. No one's going to object to it.
No.
All right.
Nothing is that fast with us, but the coordinating committee report
yes,
will be
is.
At the front of the agenda. Yeah, okay,
yes.
I'll bet you $10.
Okay.
Anyhow.
You're on.
All right. 5 minutes for this, $10.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Okay. All right, so is that, what else?
Let me ask one other thing. Saturday night, event. Am I correct in assuming that our board meeting Saturday will be over by about 6?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say you're correct. I think we have to say 8 p.m. given. I mean, when you see the list of things that staff want to come to us with alone, mm-hmm. you've got a significant agenda.
Well, okay, that's fine. I'm just going to tell the. Then I'm going to tell. Well, I have several issues here. It's during the pledge drive of KPFT, and so it's not feasible to have an open house. And I was trying to think, you know, what shall we do? What shall I plan for the national board? Shall I just take them by bus and take them to a restaurant and have them eat? Are they going to be upset if we don't have some sort of function with poets or performers or you know, open house? Or my tendency is, now, do you want me to try to plan some social event Saturday night?
Teresa?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a hotel is it? Is it one that has like a restaurant where we would be just fine, you know, eating there every night? And does it have like a bar? And
you're
just,
not
you know,
meeting at the hotel.
No.
You The Friday.
We're not meeting at the hotel.
My
no.
thought on Friday is that what we need to do is order some pizza or something and take you over to. You're going from the hotel to the media source where the meetings are held, and eat.
Oh, I see. I didn't know.
Eat
that.
At the media source Friday night and get there early so everybody's ready to go at 6. And then Saturday night, take you from the media source maybe to a restaurant that's near the station. And if people wanted to walk over to the station during pledge drive, they could. Otherwise, we would provide transportation among carpoolers to get you back to the hotel after you've wandered around the Montrose. That's one possibility. Another one would be to try to organize some function at either the Breakfast Club or the Taft Street Coffee House or something in the Montrose area.
This is Ray. I don't remember what year, maybe it was about 2 years ago. We had an event next to some kind of a tramway, a train,
mm-hmm. yes.
a new train.
Yes. But our we don't have the hotel on the tramway anymore. Not this time. We are not at the DoubleTree. We will be at the Holiday Inn. So we will have to provide you transportation back to the hotel, which is doable. I mean, we have people that will be willing to do that.
Will it smell of mildew?
I'm sorry?
The last time we were in Houston, the hotel smelled like mildew. Well, actually, that was if you were in the good corridor. There was another corridor. It was right after you guys had your hurricane.
We are not in that hotel anymore. That was because of the hurricane. Lynn Magno found that hotel at a very reasonable rate.
True.
That was our fault. That was our fault for having rescheduled because there was nothing available and people. I didn't mean to be rude. Pardon me.
Yeah, you are. This is Lydia. Can you put me on the stack?
Please, take me off.
Yes.
No, Lydia.
Teresa, I personally, and I think the board will have to decide this rather than just a small committee. But I personally, sometimes find the events on Saturday night kind of exhausting because these meetings are go so long, and all I want to do is like unwind and eat and maybe have a drink and go to bed. I'm like really bushed, and traveling to someplace else for an event is really too much for me. I do it because often if they're going to have it at the station, then I think that we absolutely owe it to the staff and so forth. But if that's not what's being, if it's just to have an event for us, and I know it's for the listeners too, so I would leave it up to you guys in Houston to see. Sometimes the listeners do get excited about meeting the PMB members and so forth. But other than that, if it's for us, you want our input, that's my personal input. If the meeting's going to go till 8 o'clock and we have to be up first thing the next morning, I would just as soon not have a special event.
Well, I will take that into consideration and we will.
But that's just
what
me. I think you should ask everyone on this
mm-hmm.
in this committee to speak up.
I do think that people. One of the reasons for the rotating meeting is that people from the Signal area do want to talk to board members at those mixers.
Right. I agree. I'm just saying if they don't already have something planned that's a community-based, you know, event or whatever, if it's just to take us to a restaurant to eat, which was what she had put forward, then I don't necessarily see that's – well, anyway, that's just my feeling.
All right. Well, we're working on that on this end, but it appears that if we're not finished until 8 and there's no commitment to end before 8, we're not going to, there's no way I can get anybody to any place before 9 o'clock. So.
Well, we could try and cut off earlier, but my experience has been that we never do, because if we do then, and that reminds me, people need to be told not to make reservations that make them have to leave at noon sharp, because on Sunday it always goes over. I never schedule my return flight before 5, because very often that's when the most important votes are taking place. So
I told the affiliate people that the meeting would last until at least 3, and I've told the media source also.
Good, that's a good estimate, I think.
All right. Well, that's all I have right now. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So next on the list is feature stations. What do we want to have as the two feature stations? Just to remind, we've been doing, taking 45 minutes for station reports for three of the stations, and then I think 45 minutes each for the two feature stations. One being is usually the host station, although I do see that it is their fund drive, and their GM has asked to not have to spend too much time at the meeting. And then we usually have another station. And thoughts? Well, let's see. Who did we do last time? We did Berkeley and
WBA.
We did New York? Okay. I know. And then the time before that, we did New York. And PFW. Okay. And so we're going to be doing Houston. So I guess that KPFK hasn't been the feature station. Since we host it. Do people want to do K?
Yep.
The only issue is, Lydia, are you there? Did Lydia leave?
Okay, am I unmuted now?
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Eva going to be back by then?
She's back tonight in town, yeah.
Okay.
And she'll be back at the station on the 15th.
Okay, great. Well, do we have a station that really needs our full attention more than any other right now?
Yes, Greg.
Greg, what do you think we need to do as a feature station? We have a new manager in New York. Maybe we need to hear from him.
Yeah, and you do have a lot of issues. You have your recovery plan in process in New York, so that would make an argument for New York. I could also, from what I circulated, however, you also have Armando making a request to be present from Los Angeles, and if you did feature KPFK, then that would argue strongly for having him present. So I could see either direction being appropriate, either Los Angeles or New York.
This is where I thought the suggestion was that all the PDs be there, not just himself.
That's a subject for another debate. It depends on what you agendize for the rest of the meeting. If you have a substantive programming discussion, certainly, but if you don't, then you're paying for PDs to come and they're really not having much to do.
Usually the June meeting has been, usually the June meeting has been the focus on programming, and the September meeting is the budget, and the January meeting is usually sort of the board getting its feet set, and the March meeting, which is still an open question if it's going to even exist, is the orphan in the bunch. Open for people to make an assertive recommendation.
Is it one station or two?
Well, it's really a question of who gets what
two
amount of time. Two focus stations and the other three with a lesser amount of time.
Yeah, well,
I think
Greg
said
BAI, and you said K. So,
I don't see any burning reason that K needs to be the focus station at this meeting, and it sounds like BAI has some issues that they're discussing. So from my perspective, I'd say doing BAI and Houston makes sense.
Okay.
And they just have what, but I don't remember how we're doing this now. What are the presentations by the other GM?
What we've done in the past is we've had the three stations. Well, we've had 45 minutes for the other three stations. We've asked each manager to provide us a report in writing in advance, give a five-minute presentation, and then we have... So that takes 15 minutes of it for each of the three. And then we have a half hour for open questioning of the board to whichever of the representatives of the station.
Right. Okay. So if we keep to that model, then I'm fine. I don't really have
And then you have a half hour each for the other two, the focus station.
Yeah.
45 minutes is what
45
we've
minutes,
doing.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, so I'll move that they be Houston and New York.
Let me ask, well, you will be understanding, I hope, that that Dwayne and the staff are trying to run a pledge drive at the same time.
I spoke to Dwayne about it. He said that as long as his presentation is not before 3 p.m. on Saturday, he's amenable.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's the local folks want an opportunity to talk about it, and very often we hear from more than just management in that portion, so.
No problem, and thank you.
I just looked at my schedule. I see the BAI will be on fundraising also. So I don't know what difference that makes. So maybe we should delay the decision until we speak to the new GM. And personally, I don't know how deep the analysis would be, considering it's very new, but clearly BAI is important. I think somebody has suggested that we, I think it was our executive director, Greg, that we have three stations.
No, I didn't suggest that. I said that the usual procedure was two focus stations and the other three for a lesser amount of time. And I'm comfortable with WBAI or KPFK as the focus. I think there are good reasons for having WBAI be a focus because you are developing a recovery plan. Because you have a new interim general manager, there are two good reasons to keep the focus there. So I think that's a decent recommendation. I would wonder whether you would also want your program director from New York to be present if WBAI is going to be the focus.
Based on my experience, he is very connected to the fund drive. So, and as I was saying, there's a fund drive going on. Yeah. Personally, I would favor all the program directors being there. Provided the expenses can be reduced to minimum. So I don't know if he's able, specifically that the station is in still difficult financial times, whether it would be wise to ask him to come at that time. But having said that, more recently there have been a broader contribution by other department heads, particularly Cassie Davis, I believe, into the process.
Could we resolve this question by making the recommendation of BAI and KPFT and then asking the ED to get feedback from saying that KPFK could be an alternate if there's an issue, and ask Greg to update us next week when the board votes on this? Could we do that, move past this?
For that?
That's fine, taking into consideration what Ray said, that to find out what the availability is and whether they feel ready to do this in New York.
Right. Okay, so what I've written is to resolve the feature stations for the January PMB meeting be KPFT and WBI due to WBI's fund drive. If availability of WBI station reps is problematic, KPFK may be substituted. That's the motion?
Sounds good.
Any objection? Oh, my God, another step forward. And it's only 11 at 9.
Move the agenda.
Okay, so the next question is thematic discussions. And I'll just say that I still think we need – I think the biggest growth area right now is digital distribution, and I would like a thematic discussion on what we're going to do about it. And I'll just tell you that I would hope that this year we would adopt a goal for a listenership target to be developed online network-wide, and a goal for launching some new programs online and really promoting them to demonstrate that we can start exploiting this new space. And I would really love it if the board would agree to do that. And I also think the other theme maybe needs to be fundraising. Those are my proposals.
I like the fundraising.
One on digital distribution, one on fundraising.
I think that's a great idea, and I just think that because our technology committee has never gotten off the ground, maybe we're waiting for somebody like Nathan and Pete and John to get together and kind of give us some direction technologically wise. But I'm hoping we can take it to the next step.
The licensing and distribution task force, which includes all those people, has been very active and will continue to be active between now and then. So I think there'll be plenty of stuff that can be presented.
And in addition, John Almella and Pete Caracas have asked to be able to present, you know, a detailed report on status and direction. And John has just filed a report on HD conversion. And so, you know, you will have plenty of information to chew on.
Are there any alternative subjects that people would like for the two thematic discussions?
Can we calculate what we have so far?
I'm proposing one on digital distribution and one on fundraising, what the board's going to do. And by the way, when I say fundraising, I do mean, like, you know, the large initiatives or what the board might take on. Another possibility, actually, is let me go there.
Lydia.
What are the other issues? Oh, well, I know. One of the other issues is, I keep blanking. Hang on a sec. I have it on the tip of my tongue. Lydia, we're talking about thematic discussions. I propose fundraising as one and digital distribution as another.
Community membership expansion.
Outreach? Would that be outreach or just membership drive?
I'm talking about being very specific. You know, our bylaws and our articles of incorporation say we ought to be developing talent. And we seem to forget that if we develop young talent, we've got membership that will last for the life of the grandparent, the parent, the child. And we've ignored that.
Okay, I like that idea a lot.
You know, we should have been the ones with the community American Idol, with all the groups, the soloists, the choral groups, orchestral groups. We've got jazz clubs. I know in Maryland, we've got jazz clubs all over the place. They're really damn good.
That fits in with that PodSafe archive issue, and it also fits in with the... It's the sort of complement to the digital distribution issue, because the whole point of moving in that area is space to develop talent. So I would love to have that as the adjunct, the second one. That would be great.
Yeah.
Dave, this is Ray.
Yeah?
I know we had a meeting, in Los Angeles. We dealt with digital distribution. And I know there's a policy being worked on. Are you saying would we move to phase two, you know, to a different level, or would we go over the same issue? I mean, how much time do you see devoting to it?
Oh, well, what I was specifically thinking was talking about goals for the coming year, because we can talk about the licensing stuff. In my mind, we talked more about licensing. Now I want to focus us on the opportunities for growth. And particularly what I'd like is the board to adopt a listenership target network-wide and a new show target. So to say to stations and to the network as a whole, in the next year, what we'd like from you. Because we shouldn't be dictating do this, do this, do this. We should say we want you to do this kind of thing and set a goal with a lot of latitude in it. And what I'd like to talk about is, you know, how would we set a goal for moving into that space? And I think a good goal is to set a listenership target and to say, let's have some new content in that space too. And then we could have a discussion about, you know, what form that might take or the rest of it. But that to me is a little bit different than the other stuff we were talking about, which was really more issues of licensing and some technological issues. So that's what I was thinking.
But if we're talking
and
about
what Ambrose is saying is sort of a perfect complement to it.
Yeah. So in effect, Ambrose is talking about programming.
I think what the way he put it, can you repeat that? Community membership development? What was
That's right. Community membership development. By giving an opportunity for community talent to be exposed.
And Dave, this is Lydia.
Can we say membership and development and
involvement? That mean, if it's not outreach, doesn't that mean development? I mean, doesn't that mean programming? Or maybe
Dave?
Both?
Dave, can you hear me? Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I think, I mean, I agree with Ambrose, and I think that that's different than just developing youth programming or for example, just music that appeals to youth or something like that. What Ambrose is talking about, and that's why the community component is so important, is something very proactive. Like one of our most popular youth shows has always been Divine Forces. And but the host of that show is completely involved in community projects and outreach because of his activist work and so forth, which is why that has spread. You can't just stick a youth program on the air. It really needs to be connected to community activity and or something like Ambrose recommended, like what's the show, American Idol for Pacifica type thing. In other words, it has to be something beyond just, oh, you put a young person on there playing, you know, hot music right now. That's not enough. It really needs to be a community-based endeavor. Your hosts have to be people that are involved in the community, and it has to be connected to projects, which is the same thing that Dave is saying, but I think how we articulate it is very important, and the Ambrose's example is ideal.
So what I've written here is resolve the thematic discussions would be digital distribution goals for 2007 and community membership development.
And this is
and
where
programming.
Again, so this is,
Develop,
this is where
development and programming.
Is that, are you amenable to that, Ambrose?
Of course.
Okay, community membership development and programming, or community membership and programming development.
Yeah, well, this is where, so I'm assuming what we're talking about, in a way, it's also outreach. In the usual form of it, combined with programming.
Yeah.
We cannot, if you think about developing membership, outreach has to be part of it, which means not necessarily specifics on the radio, but sitting down with people and discussing our vision and theirs. Unless people feel that's too broad an agenda, but I think that that's an basic part of it.
I don't think so at all. I think that's what I understand too. But I'd like to also propose a little twist. I'd like to say instead of digital distribution and community membership and programming development, we say that the thematic discussions will be digital distribution goals for 2007 and community membership and programming development goals for 2007.
And but I think that Ray is right. Just stick in outreach before goals.
Okay, so community membership, outreach, and programming development goals?
Development, wait, do it again, one more time. And then
community membership and programming development goal, development and outreach goals?
Yes.
That's really kind of
a mouthful. It's a mouthful. But we are a mouthful.
Can you clarify
okay.
2 points for me? One, are you dropping the fundraising theme? And secondly, does this sort of suggest that we should be inviting the PDs to this meeting?
Good point. We could conceivably try to have three thematic discussions, and given that it's a new board, it might not be the world's worst thing. I think it would be probably asking a lot, though. We have to elect officers at this meeting.
Committee.
Elect committees. We have to have committee reports, so maybe to have three would be tough. I thought Ambrose's fit well, so I withdrew the fundraising for now. We could have a shorter item on that if you like, or we could.
And as far as could Ambrose kind of tell us what you had in mind when you said fundraising?
It's going to automatically lead to fundraising. If you develop the local talent, for example, if you contacted the churches and synagogues in your area and talked about their choirs, if you contacted the schools and talked about their jazz bands, and you put up a competition. I mean, they do it here in the state of Maryland. But we're not connected with it. I mean, these are fabulous jazz bands, you know, and you should see the crowd that come out. Think if the station were sponsoring that. You got parents and grandparents and relatives who will never forget what your station did for their member.
Tell them about the story you always tell about Marion Barry.
Oh, yeah, because when Marion, people get get upset because Marion Barry keeps getting reelected. Well, the reason he gets reelected is when he took office, he promised the parents of this community that he would guarantee that their children would be able to get a summer job. And he guaranteed that and kept his promise. The parents, the relatives, the grandparents will always vote him in because he kept his commitment. He did something for their families. If you expose young people to crowds who can hear them sing, can hear them play, you can even have them putting on plays. You know, you're developing an audience that will always be loyal to your station. And it's right there in the Article of Incorporation. It says we should do that. And we refuse to do it.
Well, we don't.
If the board would do things like, rather than fight about the details, but say early in the year, say that's our goal and that's our charge to you, our management, to effectuate these goals. And then what you're doing the rest of the year is you check back on, what are your plans? How are you implementing it? What happened? Da, 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 da. And that's when the board is doing its job of setting the direction.
Yep.
And then I would say also to what Greg said, yeah, absolutely. You have to have the program directors there if we're going to have that discussion.
Absolutely. It's part of our Articles of Incorporation and part of our Constitution bylaws.
And also, as it relates to digital distribution, I called Ken Friedman today and had a long talk with him, and we were talking about, you know, the future of community radio in this world where audio is being produced and shared all over. And we were both kept coming back to the thing that you have, that the community radio station maintains its relevance and importance by its activities in the community to do just what Ambrose was talking about. And it has to go hand in hand. Because if it's just a delivery device for content, there's better ones coming. But if it's building the community and helping the community find each other and celebrating it, then it's a very different matter.
Lydia.
And just think if you put it on the Internet.
And then promoted it.
Yes.
And FM to promote the hell out of it.
Yeah, and they can tell their relative in California, you can listen to me on the Internet.
And then, you build that listenership. You build new listenership, and it fits in perfectly with building your digital distribution.
Absolutely.
Your audience for digitally distributed content.
Absolutely.
May I say something?
Was Lydia trying to get on the stack, or were you just calling back in again?
I was just calling back in.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
We have a very popular host named Leo Gold, and he has a show on Thursdays at 10, and it's called New Capital. One of the first things that he did was he encouraged his listeners to write their own State of the Union address, and he read some on the air. Mm-hmm. And I think that whatever hosts, you know, initiate things like that so people can interact is valuable. Mm-hmm. And we've had people that have had, you know, we've had young debate people come and be interviewed on the, you know, members of debate teams on high school.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had Toastmasters clubs come and give speeches on the air. And we have, I'm hoping, we have an environmental show that has real routinely email to all of the environmental organizations and say, we're going to be discussing this topic on this show. And so get on a regular basis, get to those clubs distribution, channels. Anyway, that's just my thought that these are things that need to be explored, and it's, you know, people are trying those things, and they do work.
So are we ready to adopt these, or Lonnie, you have something?
Yeah, I think it's an excellent idea. There were some models that were developed 3 or 4 years ago, integrating community work with the Internet, and I think it was called Pacifica Interactive, and the website had, as Ambrose was describing, an outlet for people in the community to hear themselves. But also, the concept involved putting people in the community in touch with each other on the Internet, having shows on the Internet that accomplish that. So I heartily endorse it. I think it's what we should be doing. Love to work on it with anybody that wants to work at it, because I think it's a critical next step for Pacifica to be moving towards.
I
love the idea.
Can we adopt? Can we go ahead and adopt these as the thematic discussions then? Okay.
So
hearing no objection,
we would put a timeline on those after, rather than tonight.
Well, we're going. I'm thinking we'll use the same template we've used before, and we've usually had 2 hours to allow plenty of time to chew through. But depending on what the agenda is, we can make adjustments to it. But I mean, I feel like if we plan every minute, I mean, I guess I feel like as chair, my responsibility is to come up with the agenda and be able to sandwich everything in and to fit it and to figure out what's all already before us and what are all the things that must get done, like the elections and how much time. So if people would grant me the latitude to do that, I'd appreciate it. So I was thinking the form of the motion would simply be a motion to adopt those as thematic discussions, and the form of the thematic discussion is what it's been in the past. And does anybody mind my little twist of changing these to being digital distribution goals for 2007 and community membership programming development and outreach goals for 2007?
No, sounds good to me.
Okay. Then if there's no objection, those are adopted. So the next thing we have to do is, hang on, let me find it, issues from staff, the remainder of the time. I'll read them quickly, and then we can move through them.
Maybe I can help you with that, because you've addressed a few of them already.
Okay. Greg, why don't you just take the lead on this and lead us through these?
Yeah. Sure. Well, you've already addressed the issue of PDs. The discussion you just had resolves that question that they should be invited. We've already addressed Dwayne's concern about the scheduling of his report, and you've already addressed our national office suggestions about board briefing on conduct and responsibilities, as well as some topics for the open session. What remains are basically three things that I can see here. One is John Almela and Pete Caracas requesting at least 30 minutes to discuss overall technical and infrastructure needs and issues. That's one.
Can we move approval of that, to Mr. Chair? Let's go
and
get this.
I don't think it's one at a time.
Something we have to recommend. I think it's scheduled as part of the normal thing. So.
Okay. I'm not sure it is a problem, but I just wanted you to have it before you.
Good.
Vern Avery Brown has requested to attend and present a paper on the Washington Bureau and some issues she feels need to be addressed. That's number two. And then Lonnie wants to make sure that we have sufficient time for the presentation of the preliminary audit report and looking at financial forecasting and adjustment issues. And Lonnie can speak to that. So those are the remaining matters. You've addressed most of the rest.
I would like to say something.
Go ahead.
Did we just decide that we're inviting all of the program directors?
No.
You haven't decided that, but you certainly suggested it.
Well, I would like to say that one of the purposes of us having, you know, featuring one or two of the stations rather than all of them was to, you know, resist the urge to fly everybody in for this, and there have been times when people came and only spoke 10 minutes. So I would like to suggest that if we need to not have a discussion of outreach and therefore not fly in all of the program directors and rather instead have Pete and John discuss their issue or something to that effect, I think that would be more productive, especially as it kind of fits with distribution. You know, I think a year ago we had the chairs flown in. I believe we did. Somehow we need to really think very strategically about not just flying everybody in if we don't have time for them to adequately enter into discussions. So we need to think again what message we just gave Greg Guma.
Well, maybe we don't need to have them for that discussion because particularly we were talking about some of it being online, and maybe, you know, the managers can go back and basically say, hey, the board has, they can participate in the discussion because they have to actually organize the outreach, and they could talk to the PDs about it. So it's not necessarily the case. I just thought that it made sense. I just wanted to say that the reason for the feature station is not for not flying anybody in. We're still flying everybody in. It was to give enough time to get past, you know, the initial presentation so the board could really dig into questions about what's going on at each station. But what do other people feel about the question she's raising?
Well, what?
This is Lydia. Am I unmuted? No.
We hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that we can forego having the PDs because it's just going to be such a jammed session. I do think we should have the PDs at one of the upcoming PMB meetings. I think, you know, one that's really focused on programming or whatever. But I think once a year we should have the PDs at the PMB meetings. But not necessarily at this one. And I think that the GMs ahead of time should ask the PDs to either listen live or to the recording of the two-hour session. And then, you know, they can give the board input subsequent to that as well after what they hear.
Okay. I would, Dave?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think the local chairs ought to be at this meeting. I think this is a crucial meeting. Since we're going to be setting the tone for the rest of the year, they ought to be there along with the GMs so that the local station boards clearly know what is expected for the next year.
Other discussion? Well, could we deal with the staff issues part of this and then come to that?
Yeah, what I'm suggesting is that the presidents come rather than the PDs.
Oh, okay.
The chairs.
The chairs. I'm sorry.
You're making that as a motion, that the chairs be invited?
Yeah, I think it's important, vital.
It's open for discussion.
So this is where, so therefore, when we clearly, what we're doing then, we're changing the, we could still call it the same. But the programming aspect of the community membership outreach would play a smaller role at that point, which is okay with me, by the way. I'm not saying it should, because I was actually kind of worried about. I remember last year, I believe, We had pretty strong themes, and almost every time we ran out of time before we covered it the way we wanted to. So I'm worried that we're overloading the agenda there with some major themes.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I feel the same way about the Allen Beachers as I do about the PDs, which is that I would like to see them there during one meeting out of the year, preferably as we did last September when we were requesting that by September they send us a list of their the various things that they've been able to achieve according to the bylaws and so forth, and that would be a more appropriate meeting, and so we don't have to have them everybody show up at the first meeting of the year. But I do think that once during the year, all the LSBs should be chairs should be present. That gives them time to get their firm footing in the. I know in our case we have a brand new member to the LSB, although a longtime listener activist, as the chair, and it gives time for them to become acclimated to the entire process and bring their concerns to the board. I think at a future PMB meeting. So that would be my alternative. That's something that I think we should discuss in January, is how we can incorporate other members of the network and in these PMB meetings, but in an organized and rotating fashion.
I want to echo that. Go ahead, Lonnie.
I would agree. I think that we have to look at this first meeting as a concept meeting where we're looking at ideas and possibilities and goals, and have the March meeting be essentially a program and finance meeting, because June, we will be moving in April into budgeting for the next fiscal year in any event, and that'll take up the June meeting. So if we were to conceive of the March meetings, which are meetings that really don't have a focus at this point, and have it be, I can see the board chairs there, I can see the PDs there, but it would be an organizing meeting where you're organizing around concepts that will have been introduced in January and discussed, and presumably looking to see what's possible and feasible at the March meeting in terms of laying out plans around how those concepts could be implemented. So the March meeting, I'm just suggesting, March meeting might be a good way to check up on what has been done and start to move in areas by March that have not been motivated. And it's a good meeting because there aren't some pressing issues like there are in January, June, and September.
One of the things we don't know yet, though, is whether we're going to have a March meeting. But I, Amherst and I go through this every year on this call because I just feel like we have the representatives coming, four of them from each local board, and this is the meeting where we're supposed to be spending time getting to know each other. It's a packed meeting because in addition to all the business that we have to get through at all our meetings, we also have to elect officers and we have to elect committees, and that's a time-consuming process. So I feel that those people, we'd be flying them in and they'd get really short shrift at that meeting. So I'm kind of with Lydia on this one.
Yeah, this is where I also would support that proposal, particularly that when we're talking about outreach, hopefully we're not just talking about the station, the staff structure. We're talking about a role for the local board to be involved in outreaching.
Say that again, Ray.
I'm saying that another role, since we talk about outreach, that there's a serious role for the local boards to be involved in outreaching, besides whatever the station is doing directly. You know, the outreach committee of the local board. So there would be a role for the chair to help develop that and bring it back to their specific areas.
Yep.
I disagree. Since we're not involving the chairs in the training on Friday, and when I imagine, see, the last time the chairs came, we involved them in a training. And I just can't imagine with all the elections and the committee assignments and campaigning for various committees and such, that it's going to be productive to bring the chairs to this meeting.
Well, I think if there's no more debate, it sounds like we're divided and we need to vote. Can you call the roll? Oh, wait,
John. Are we dealing with Ambrose's original motion here on LSP chairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
If there's no more debate, I'll call the roll.
For this January meeting only, right?
Question?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Lonnie.
Ambrose, could you motivate a little bit for me, a little bit more than you said already?
I'm sorry. Oh, well... The local station board chair is the person we look to stimulate that local board. What do we want that local board to do? We want them to outreach, to increase their membership, to do those things necessary to get the parents and grandparents and young people and all of those talented people in that community involved. And it seems to me at this meeting, we ought to be saying to them how important it is to the future of Pacifica, because we're losing money. And unless we expand that base, it's going to get worse. And this is a part of the requirement of our Articles of Incorporation.
I think
it's important that they are there, because, you know, they're also members of Pacifica. Go ahead.
I would like to say something. I would suggest that we have our national programming director or someone on the national level do a telephone conference with the chairs and discuss this just like it were a committee meeting or a staff meeting or like the affiliates task force meets. And exchange ideas of outreach ideas before it comes to a national board meeting like that. I think maybe routine meetings for chairs to discuss successes or challenges to outreach in their areas would be productive.
Okay, well, I'll call the roll. Hang on, let me get back to my minutes. And okay. So, Deb Shafto.
Is that for having them or against having them?
If you vote yes, it's to bring the chairs.
No.
Okay, Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Mr. Allen?
No.
Everybody's saying, like, I need to. I'm calling the roll, but I need to write down what everybody said. Just a moment. Okay. Joe Shafto is no. Ray LaForest is yes. No. Starve is gone. Lydia.
Okay, I think you skipped. Didn't Ambrose say yes already?
I'm getting
yes.
Him.
Oh, okay. Lydia is no.
Okay, Ambrose.
Yes.
Okay. Lonnie.
That would be yes.
Okay. Greg.
It's the first time I've actually voted.
yes, and you will be pilloried no matter what you do for
yes,
it.
Yes, I know. I'm aware of that. No, I think it's premature. I have to vote no.
Okay, and I am a no, and everybody can pillory me because I'm never running again. So that's one, two, three. Oh, wait, I haven't run yet. Oops, oh well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, no, 3, yes. Motion fails.